For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting on Chasm Radio this Saturday morning at the Minnesota Farm Bureau annual meeting, year number 99. President Kevin Papp joining us, and hard to believe year 99, and boy, you had a packed house on Friday night here at the hotel, Kevin.
You know, it was great. Certainly there's a lot of crop in the field yet, a lot of work to be done, but the Farm Bureau members came through like they always did. They left the crop, came down, spend the day, develop the policy, do the celebration, learn some new things at our annual meeting, and they'll be back to work before you know it.
Now, talk about the logistic-wise. You know, you guys sit in a room and you hammer out some policy. Any major things happening this year at all statewide?
Well, I think it's a lot of the continuation of current issues, water quality, water quantity. That's very important to agriculture, whether it's farmers or ranchers, and consumers. So we're going to continue to talk about what are those things we can do for continual improvement. You know, agriculture's all about continual improvement. We're going to continue to work on that. We feel there's some things we can still do on buffers, have some concerns with the nitrogen rule. We're going to continue to push in that direction.
During the awards ceremony, you pointed out all these little groups that, you know, people chair, promotion councils, and all the little things they do, which brought into your main theme of connect. You got a lot of great people in this organization that go out and really put their feet on the ground.
We do. In our 78 county and regional farm bureaus, we're so fortunate to have members in every county of the state of Minnesota, and it's a whole lot easier to connect with consumers when you've got members. You can do activities in those more metro counties.
You mentioned your whole connect theme tonight. First of all, you get an A+ for all your visual aids this evening. Second of all, you say kind of we're doing a great job connecting kind of within ourselves, but we need to kind of go out beyond that border.
You know, everybody talks about preaching to the choir, and I think it's important to preach to the choir. The choir sings the loudest, and they can get things done, but we need to go beyond that. And really, food is our connection, and I want us to start thinking about not so much farm to fork or farm to food. Let's do it the other way. Let's think about food back to the farm and make that connection. Because with all those folks that are disconnected from agriculture, food is the connection.
Kevin, seems like there's even little things people can do. You don't necessarily have to jump on an airplane and go to D.C. to be effective.
Absolutely not. You know, we've got cell phones now. Just think, just have those videos on your cell phone of some daily things you do in agriculture, do on the farm, and as you have that conversation and you're listening to others, you can share that story just by showing that video on your own cell phone. This is things you can do for people all over. It doesn't require a trip halfway across the U.S.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp joining us. Kevin, you look back at the year. Is there one or two things that stand out and say, you know, I'm proud on what we did here or what we accomplished here or this event stands out? Any highlights?
Lots of highlights, lots of things to make you Farm Bureau proud. Proud of our members, number one, for being here, for leaving the crop in the field, feeling it's important enough to do that policy to be part of this. I'm proud of the event Farm Bureau got to do with the Ag Secretary, where we had all the ag groups, not only the farm groups, but also the ag businesses, the ag media, 4-H FFA, had 134 people together talking about what can we do to continually improve in agriculture.
Another question, I have to mention the youth and the aspect where the foundation comes into play, some of the scholarships. It's just kind of feeding that cycle, a very cyclical industry we're in, and it's going to help the next generation.
You know, we're all one family, and we're a family of multi-generation, and that's why we're so active in 4-H and FFA. That's why we're active in collegiate discussion meet and FFA discussion meet. Continue to give those leaders more experiences to grow their leadership. That's why we have a Young Farmers and Ranchers program, promotion, education. It's all those things to build to move to that next step.
Kevin, thanks for being so accessible all year long. We look forward to another outstanding year, okay?
Happy to answer the phone anytime you call. I'll get up anytime in the morning for you. And really appreciate you being here on site at our annual meeting and things like that. It's great to have that opportunity.
You know, 6:45 a.m., just kind of put that on concrete on your schedule. We like that call-in time.
So. I'm okay with that.
Kevin Papp joining us here at the Minnesota Farm Bureau annual convention in Bloomington. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.